WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
And good afternoon. It is the Christian Revolt Long Overdue Talk Radio Program with your host, Nick Landholt, in hot, hot Texas. I guess it's hotter in Phoenix and probably Nevada and other parts of the country, but we've had about five straight days of triple digits, which is probably unusual and probably manipulated somewhere in cyber world or wherever. But maybe we'll talk about that. I don't know. I've got a very, very interesting guest today, and I'll get to him in just a second. Let's get some housekeeping items out of the way. Well, first of all, fake book, Jew book, as I often call it. I may start calling it Orc book now, OB for short. They have banned me for 24 hours for calling the Antichrist Ben Shapiro an Antichrist. Or maybe it was because I called Christian stupid. Or it might have been perhaps the fact that I mentioned anybody who wants to exterminate the orcs to send me a friend request. I don't know. They don't really go into details. But they are magnanimous enough to at least allow me to continue using private message or their messenger app. So I could sort of advertise, market the show today. And my guest is David James. From originally, I think, from Boston. Is that correct, David?
That's correct.
Okay. And we'll get to James. If you've got a question, and we're going to be talking Judeo-Masonry and maybe a few other topics, but if you have a question for David, give him a call, give us a call at 410-848-9191. And you'll find that phone number on the website if you want to tell your friends and neighbors and enemies to listen to the show. They can go to the website, which is LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. And you can't miss the on-the-air button on the left-hand side of the page. And you can download the app. And if you, I do have some people who don't like to talk on the radio, so, or at least during the live portion, and we are live. It is July 17th. If you are shy and you have a question for David and you want me to ask it, shoot me an email. And that email is cia1917.com. Now, I did not mention that to David prior when we spoke earlier today. CIA is, we're the good ones. CIA stands for Christian Information Association. So the email again, cia1917@hotmail.com. And if you want an audio file of a past show, shoot me an email as well. Okay. Folks, you could go to David James' website, which is davidjamesboston.com, to read his, he's got several tabs up here, and I'm looking at the About Me, but he's been in the recording business for quite some time. Do you still do that, David, or are you more focused on exposing the cryptocracy, New World Order, orcs, whatever we call them?
Well, I'm still recording my 16th album at this point, but my music has taken a back seat to the Father in Heaven, who is much more important than my music.
Sure.
My music is just something I've done since I was a child when I was, gullible and I thought that you could choose whatever you wanted to do with life. but I didn't know who controlled the industry and that you had to sell your soul to the devil and his children, the Jews, in order to make it. So obviously I wasn't going to do that, and they weren't going to have me either. So that's just the way it goes.
Okay. But you do have several radio shows as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I started doing radio in 2015, and I was on a place called EuroFolkRadio.com, and then I left that in 2019. But in the meantime, I had, you know, broadened my shows. I have shows that are biblical. I have shows, a news show every week, at actually a couple of them. One's called the Midweek News Report, and the other one's called News Bites. And then I have Fireside Chats, which is one of the most popular shows. You can see on the site there that there's archives. My main show is always Saxon's Creed Radio Show, and so there's plenty of shows to listen to. And if you look down on the front page, you'll find many things there that will be interesting to you. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing this stuff for a while. Sorry.
No, I was just going to mention that you also have a BitChute channel as well, since I'm sure YouTube is probably banned you. Or were you ever on YouTube? Or
yeah, I had a great channel on there, and I was also doing the other channel. And my channel was very, very popular. Not like somebody that'll be, you know, like you could have a channel about making hamburgers that would be much more important than my channel, because the truth is not important. But I had lots of people that wanted my, you know, wanted to, they were joining all the time, lots of subscribers and lots of views. And what they did was they started targeting my most watched videos first. And then they just quickly nixed me off the thing. I've been off that for quite some time now. So they, you know, basically there is no real free speech in America. In other words, what you were just talking about with I call it, you know, kike book, but that's okay. The kike book. See, what they're telling you is they've shut your free speech down for 24 hours. And they have control over whether you have free speech or not. You understand?
Right.
Yeah, but you see, they really don't have control because, you know, we have free speech. We're supposed to have it, but it's waning, you know, constantly waning because it's given over to control like that. How is it possible that they can, if we have free speech in America, how is it possible they can shut your free speech down for 24 hours? Who are they?
Well, I can say we do have free speech, but just not in certain arenas or forums or venues. And, for example, this whole coronavirus stuff, and we can get into that later. But if we can't get the truth out there on Facebook or Twitter, or there's a new social network called Parler.com, P-A-R-L-E-R, and the conservatives are apparently flocking there, but I don't know who owns that. I haven't done the research. I probably won't do the research, but we can't get the, if the lines of communications are completely shut down for us to get the truth out, then yes, free speech certainly does not exist.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It exists, but either it exists or it doesn't. There's no zones where you can't speak free. That's ridiculous, but yet that's what's going on. So I wanted to speak about something that is very important to our people, the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Nordic, and Germanic peoples who are being genocided. In the last 150 years, two-thirds of our race has been genocided, and it's continuing now. And I want to explain what is really happening in this situation.
Now, let me ask, when you say two-thirds, what kind of numbers are we talking about?
well, millions of our people. The most people we lost, we were, I think, 13% of the population. Supposedly, we're down to, I don't know, 6 or 7. They say 6 to 8%. But I don't believe all those people are white either, because that's another subject altogether. Is a lot of people think people are white, then they're really not white. They're mixed, which means they are not pure white anymore. But there are pure white people, but a lot of people that are accepted, including the Jews are not white. They never have been white. They never will be white. And that's what I want to talk about, is that, you know, just in the 1950s and the 1940s and backwards, all the other races were always known as sub-races, including the Jews. This equality, liberty, equality, and fraternity nonsense that is purported through the Jewish-controlled media and through Freemasonry, which has been going on for a long time, was in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And it's a lie. There is no equality of races. When our Constitution was written, mankind meant the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, you get what I'm saying? The Caucasian peoples. The other peoples were known as three-fifths of a man. In other words, they're not mankind. And this is my point about the whole thing. The liberty that they're talking about in liberty, equality, and fraternity is not the liberty that is produced by obeying Yahweh's laws. Yahweh is the Heavenly Father's name. And when we obey his laws as a nation, liberty is produced. Because if I obey the law and I don't covet your goods and I don't covet your wife and I don't do, that produces liberty. But the liberty that they're talking about is liberty of humankind, which is colored man, including the Jews, who are the most subtle beast of the field. And mankind is the white Caucasian people. Now, this has nothing to do with white supremacy or any of those kinds of things. It just is what it is. We are the primary race and always have been the primary race. And this equality, this nonsense that we all know is not true, including colored man, which is humanity. See, mankind, white people, are not part of humanity. They've been tricked to think they're part of humanity. We are mankind. And humanity is what these people are promoting. And I can tell you the reason why this is in case you don't know it, not you, but all of you out there, the Adam-Adamic race, which Adam means able to blush, was not here. The other races were here before Adam was here. And the devil...
Now, we talking about Adam as in, the you know, Adam and Eve, Adam?
That's right. See, a lot of people believe they've been tricked about this thing where they think that Noah had a white son, a black son, and an Asian son. I mean, this is absolutely, it goes against all logic, and it's nonsense. The other races were here before the Adamic race was put here. There's a difference between Adam and the other races, the sub-races, because Yahweh literally breathed his breath into us. Okay? We had eternal life.
Into us, meaning into the Adamic race?
Yes, we were brought here to take over control from Lucifer. You know, his name is really Halel. They call him all kinds of names, you know, Osiris, and on and on and on it goes. He was down, he was cast down here, and he was controlling humanity, the colored races. And when we came here, it upset him very greatly. And what he did was, an angel mixed with Eve.
Okay, let's. We're up against the break. My guest is David James. Into a very interesting and probably controversial topics here on Christian Revolt, Long Overdue. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more with David.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown? Well, why can't I fly? Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
All law and all lawmaking is religious in the sense that it derives its authority to act from something outside of or above itself. In this country, that something that our law is based on is the Bible. This is clearly apparent not only in the text of the Declaration of Independence, but it's also demonstrated in the texts of our earliest covenants, constitutions, and charters. And this fact is known and recognized by Christians and non-Christians alike. For example, a 1982 Newsweek magazine cover story headlined, "How the Bible Made America," said that historians were discovering that the Bible is our founding document. In our country, until relatively recently, God's word, His law, was the standard used to judge whether man-made statutes were just or unjust. Now, this view is taught in Scripture itself. It is also taught in the writings of St. Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, and the great British jurist Sir William Blackstone, and by the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. In his famous letter from a Birmingham jail, Dr. King said this, "A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law." Dr. King went on to remind us that we should never forget that everything that Adolf Hitler did in Germany was legal. The word legal he placed in quote marks because, of course, what Hitler did was not legal, since it violated God's law. Any act of a lawmaking body isn't law if it isn't moral, and it isn't moral if it isn't biblical. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American view.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Overcome. Pass it on.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Persistence.
Pass it on.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for Vice President Abraham Lincoln. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. Persistence. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
And we're back on Christian Revolt Long Overdue. This is your host, Nick Landholt, on a hot day in West Texas. And it's hot across the nation. There's rumors that Texas is going to be going back on lockdown or medical martial law, you know, whatever their marketing term is this week. And, of course, our traitor governor, fake Christian Greg Abbott, is denying that. And, maybe they were planning to, but they're getting a lot of pushback from apparently law enforcement, in particular county sheriffs, who are not enforcing this mask law that has been somewhat mandated. But I'll tell you what, if the corporations, the oligarchs and what have you, you've got Target and Sam's Club and Barnes, you know, all of these corporate fascists, if they start requiring people to come into their stores with masks, maybe that'll be a revolt. Maybe there won't. I don't know. But as we know, my big thing is to promote the restoration, the revitalization of local, county, state militia. And I hope to get into that with David today, because he's got some information about the Dick Law of 1903, although apparently it's 1902, but he could talk about that later. David, let's get back to your discussion. And if y'all have a question for David, give us a call, 410-848-9191. But you were talking before the break about Lucifer, Baal, Satan, whatever. He wasn't too happy when God put Adam on the earth.
That's correct. And what that means is that the first thing he did with Adam and Eve, he was the tree that was in the midst of the garden. The Father placed this tree in the midst of the garden, known as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And of course, telling these innocent children, Adam and Eve, not to touch it, not to taste of it. There's no such thing as any apple or any of this nonsense that they want to tell you is true. What happened was, Cain was the product of an unholy union between an angel and Eve. And that angel is the devil, and his son is Cain. Cain is the half-brother of Abel, and Cain was a hybrid, and he was out of control of himself, like all hybrids in the world. You can see that all sub-races and hybrids, there's so many people that are hybrids that you don't realize are hybrids in this world. And these people can't control their emotions. And this is exactly what it was with Cain, why he killed his brother Abel. And I can't get into all of that, but what the thing is that the devil was told by Michael the Archangel, and you can find this to be true, that when Adam was born, the Father in heaven, Yahweh, told the angels to worship Adam because he was called the Son of God. You will find that that is the truth. The Son of God, just like Jesus was called the Son of Man. Many people call him the Son of God, but he referred to himself as the Son of Man. So what this means, that doesn't mean anything to do with taking away his divinity. He was Yahweh in the flesh. He was the Word of God in the flesh. But what happened with Abel is he lied right to the face of the Heavenly Father, and he murdered his brother Abel because of jealousy. Because Jesus, Yeshua, told us that a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Now, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was a corrupt tree to start out with. So when he had an offspring with Eve, that product, that hybrid product, which was, you know, like the, you know, Nephilim, he was half angel, half mankind, not human. And so what that means is that, he lied, he killed. But the father let him go. He could have, you know, Abel's blood was crying out from the soil where, when he was killed. So the father already knew he was lying to him and so on and so forth. But he let Cain walk away, knowing.
Well, this is where the free will comes in to play, I suppose.
Well, you see, if he didn't let Cain walk away, Cain's progeny, the Pharisaic Jews that were in the time of Jesus, they were Edomites. They were not Israelites. The Jews are not Israelites, and the Jews are not of any of the tribes of Israel whatsoever. This is stolen identity, and because they became jealous of it. So Cain's relatives, Jesus had told Cain that you are guilty of all the bloodshed from Abel to Zechariah, or in another one, it's Zacharias. This was John the Baptist's father, whom you slayed in the temple. So the first question, it took 6 months for me to get a fellow to understand this, because you have to understand what I'm telling you. How could Jesus, in that generation of vipers, as he called them, tell them that they were guilty of the bloodshed from Abel to Zacharias? Very simply, because they were his progeny. And that's why Jesus spoke in parables. There are people that believe that Jews are supposed to be preached the gospel to, and that they will come into the kingdom just like anybody else. But this is not true. The reason why Yeshua preached in parables is because he didn't want some of these people to understand what was going on. You'll notice that the Pharisees, which were Edomites put in by the Edomite Herod, who was an Edomite governor in the area, right? He was a king, actually, Agrippa. And he killed the Aaronic priest line, which you had to be of the bloodline of Aaron in order to be qualified to be a priest in Israel. He killed the remaining ones of those, and then he placed his own Edomite Jews. Edom is from below Israel, have always been the enemies of Israel, always will be, and they're still Edom. Today, in the Jewish Encyclopedia, of 1905, it says Edom is in modern Jewry. They know that they are the Edomites. They're not the Israelites. They never have been the Israelites. They never can be the Israelites, and they never will be the Israelites. And so,
well, the Israelite, and the just a quick question regarding the Israelites: are we still? Do you believe there were 12 tribes of Israel, and one of those tribes was Judah?
Yes, but Judah, it has nothing to do with Jews. Judah, you know, right. What happened was Abraham, the seed of Abraham, which was Isaac, and Isaac's son was Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons that were the 12 tribes of Israel. These nations that have been made, these Israelite nations, are the Caucasian nations. See, when I told you that the devil was upset, let me just go right around the circle. The devil was upset. He said, I will not worship him. I'm an older being than him. He should worship me. At that point, there was a rebellion. See, they lie to you and tell you that it was just pride that made him fall. Well, it was pride, but it was disobedience that made him fall. And he got a third of the angels in heaven to go against the Father. So there was a rebellion of the establishment. This rebel is Lucifer. His name is Halal. So he was cast down here by Michael the Archangel and the warriors of heaven. And when he was put down here, he was ruling the humanity, the current people that were here on this planet. The Father sent Adam.
And when you say current people, were they human?
They're human. In other words, they're called in the Bible two-legged beasts of the field. You can see, now, if you want to say, oh, I'm upset with that, I have a problem with that. Have you ever seen people from India or people from these other countries? You know that they're pooping in the streets all over America and everything. You see, when you see an animal go to the bathroom, an animal goes anywhere it's at and just dumps its thing and then walks away. This is exactly what the beasts of the field do. In India, I can't get into all of this, but what I'm telling you is these people are not civilized people. They're not civilized like Adam is civilized. And I can explain this whole thing to you. So in other words, Lucifer was mad at Adam. I've read about this on my shows. If you go listen to Saxon's Creed shows, you'll find out all about this stuff. He was angry because he was kicked out of his first estate. And so he hated Adam and Eve from the start. And this is why he did what he did. What he ended up doing is getting us kicked out of the garden. We also lost our eternal life. We had eternal life already. We already had the light of the Father inside of us. The Father's glory is light. All right? And so we are the only people that lost these things, and we are the only people that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, came to redeem. You can't be redeemed something you haven't lost. The other races have no covenant with the Father in heaven. There's only one race that has a covenant, and this is his own offspring, which are the Caucasian people. No Jew is included in that, period. And so what Saul Alinsky, who at the beginning of his book, Rules for Radicals, talked about his father, Lucifer, and how he was the first rebel, and he praised him for that. What these people are doing now in our country is we are haves. Because we have a covenant with the Heavenly Father, we have blessings, we have good nations, we have good morals, because the Father put his law inside of us. But what Saul Alinsky talks about in his book, and this is what all these freaks like Clinton and all the rest of these liberal freaks, they have read this book, and what they want to do is give the have-nots everything that the haves have. So what happened was, just quickly, the Jews lived in ghettos. And they were locked down at night because everybody knew about the Jews. They've been kicked out of nations 359 times for child ritual murder, sacrifice, usury, just property theft and rape and all kinds of things all throughout time. But see, it seems like everybody's forgot that now. They forgot that the Jews are Christ killers, and what the Jews did was they come out with this idea about the Holocaust, which is a fable of the Jews, and this is supposed to take your attention off and equalize them killing Jesus, because the Christian German brothers and sisters supposedly killed 6 million Jews, which is a complete load of trash. Anybody knows that this is trash. Go ahead.
Well, certainly, yeah, lots of lies have been made about, the Germans and what happened, and even the Red Cross, I think, their official figure of the Jews, I prefer to call them Judaics, because who died was like, you know, several hundred thousand, and not through gas chambers or whatever. But you're right. I mean, the deflection is away from their crimes to, which is ongoing. They want world control, and they want to usher in the Antichrist, which will rule the world. So they need to get rid of the middle class, the white Christians, but yeah, a lot of this is deflection, and this is, I mean, I'm at a loss because I'm not educated in this area, and you certainly sound educated, and I would, I rambled on too much, we're coming up against the break. Folks, my guest is David James. You need to go to his website. This is very new. It's going to be new material for a lot of people. It's certainly new to me. But if you go to his website, davidjamesboston.com, you can read about him. You can read about his music, his radio shows. The Saxon's Creed radio show sounds like his main one that people can learn about what he's talking about. And I got a question for James when we come back from the break. You're listening to
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Subversion. Just based on current facts before us, our nation's political leaders in elected office and both major parties have embraced policies and legislation subversive to our American form of law and government. Therefore, I think it profitable to visit the wisdom of our founding fathers regarding this kind of behavior. Samuel Adams, regarding spreading the wealth around and centralized control of the economy, said these ideas are, quote, as visionary and impractical as those which vest all property in the crown. They are arbitrary, despotic, and in our form of government, unconstitutional, unquote. These charges could be aimed directly at our president and Congress today. Thomas Jefferson wrote of a central government so strong that it borders on monarchy. These men have no right to office. If a monarchist be in office anywhere, and it be known to the president, the oath he has taken to support the Constitution imperiously requires the instantaneous dismission of such officer, and I hold the president criminal if he permitted such to remain. To appoint a monarchist to conduct the affairs of a republic is like appointing an atheist to the priesthood. Unquote. The situation in America today is socialism for we the people and a political class who think they're monarchs rather than our agents. Congressmen openly insulting citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to redress. Congressmen taxing future generations without their consent. Presidents and judges approving of all this with their silence. These will be our defining years in the eyes of our children and grandchildren, but if we do nothing, we will come to nothing. We need Americans in great numbers to join us.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
I will not be taking any questions. As of 10 a.m. this morning, the U.S. Treasury Department has issued a full recall of all 776 billion pieces of U.S. currency in circulation. I know this must seem like a blow coming on the heels of this morning's announcement that our federal budget deficit has passed the $800 billion mark. But regrettably, these particular bills were printed with dye containing toxins that, while completely safe at this moment, will become extremely deadly Friday at exactly 12 noon. As a result, we need to act quickly. Okay, tomorrow all Americans will receive a bag like this in the mail. Do not, under any circumstances, attempt to burn or shred the money yourself. The federal government are the only ones that can destroy the money, as we are the only ones with the proper facilities to do so.
This is a massive recall.
We understand that this recall will be hard on U.S. citizens who will have no more money, but we assure you, if you work hard, you will be eventually able to earn it back.
This is in the best interest of the American people.
This dye poisoning causes your internal organs to rot from within and is really painful until you puke up your guts and die. There really is no time to think about this. Just listen to me and send in the money. Thank you.
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 a.m. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk.
Did you know that no Christian church accepted contraception as morally permissible before 1930? Discover why and how to work with a woman's natural times of being fertile and infertile. Learn a 99% effective method of natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study. Search for a class at the Couple to Couple League's website, ccli.org, or call 800-745-8252.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
And we're back for our final live segment of Christian Revolt Long Overdue. This is Nick Landholt, your host. The rebroadcasts of my shows are tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. And as I mentioned earlier, if you want a copy of the audio file of my shows, simply send me an email. And that email address is cia1917@hotmail.com. And if you've got a question for David, and I'm going to have one after I give out this phone number, the number to call, 410-848-9191 during our live portion, and you've got about 10 minutes to call in and ask. My question, David, is, and I want to get into the Dick Act and militia and some solutions to the problems that we're seeing here in America, I've heard of Christian identity, but I don't know whether yours, and I don't know if you call it a philosophy or your belief or whatever, is considered Christian identity or something else.
Well, let me explain it to you this way. Christian identity, like all the religions, is infiltrated by agents. I like what's being said. It's the same thing, basically, of what I'm saying, although there are people that go to radical things thinking that just because you're white, you're going to be saved. They say all Israel will be saved. But that's not. See, my mission the Father gave me was to let people know that we need to have a relationship with the Father himself. We need not to worship men, and we need not to worship institutions. This is where we've got ourselves in trouble. And so I encourage the people to come out of those institutions and to begin to search for the truth. You see, the people don't know the truth, and they're never going to get the real truth in these institutions. And they're supporting the enemy is what's happening here. So let me just explain something, because I want to make sure that people understand what's happening in our world today. And that is this, that we were sent here to tend this planet. When the Father judged the three in heaven there, when he judged the serpent who did this, and Eve and Adam, he told the serpent, "Thy zera," which is a Hebrew word for seed or offspring, "will be at enmity with her seed." Same word, zera, or offspring. So the children of the devil, which are actually the Canaanite Jews, which are also Edomite Jews, these are at war with the seed of Adam, because that's what the Father declared. He declared this war. So I told you about Saul Alinsky. What he was doing was he was teaching people that Lucifer or Halel rebelled against the heavenly establishment. So they call our nations, the Israelite nations, which are France and Germany, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll notice that Freemasonry has been involved in all revolutions that have taken place on this planet, because Freemasonry is a trap for Anglo-Saxon men. And what it is they use, when they talk about fraternity, see, I was explaining these things. I'll just quickly say this. Liberty, the liberty they're talking about, is humankind's liberty, colored man, including the Jews, supersedes mankind's liberty. That's what you're seeing in our country today. This should make perfect sense to you. Equality. I told you that they were kept in the ghettos of France until Napoleon let them out of the ghettos to be equal citizens with the citizens of France. Next thing you know, they're in all of our countries and they're equal citizens with all of our people. Next thing they do is they bring the two-legged beast of the field as a weapon against our people, and they declare that they are also equal with us. Okay? So that's what the equality is. And the fraternity is the brotherhood of humanity including some of our traitorous people that have been locked into these institutions, that have been locked into these ideologies like communism and left liberal nonsense. They're also fighting for human rights. You'll notice that people think that, oh, humanity means all races. Well, I'll prove to you right now it's not all races. Mankind is not humanity, and humanity is not part of mankind. Vice versa. You see what I'm saying? So if we were, as white people, part of humankind, humanity, who they're fighting for human rights all over the world, this fraternity, this brotherhood, then there are so-called human rights violations going on in South Africa. The farmers that fed the whole continent over there, and it says that the seed of Abraham would be a blessing to all nations. And we are the seed of Abraham. The Jews aren't the seed of Abraham at all. We are the seed of Abraham. We have been the ones that blessed all the peoples of the world. And in return, they have cursed us. So they're down there, they're boiling people, they're shooting people, they're raping the white people that helped bless that continent and feed those people. If that, they were part of humankind, if Whitey was part of humankind, then the human rights people at the UN and all these places would be down there defending those people. But they're not. And they're not going to. Because you're going to find out that in the companies which are against, you've seen they've all bowed their knees to Baal at this point. You're watching people all over the world bow their knee, and you think they're bowing their knee to a Negro? No, they're bowing their knee to Baal, who is Halel or Lucifer. And you see, that's the God of the Muslims. That is Lucifer, the God in all the religions of the world. Okay, I'm just telling you that this is right. This is the way it is.
And obviously, as we've already mentioned, this is not a topic that is going to be absorbed and understood in a 45-minute interview. Where on your website, davidjamesboston.com, for people to get educated if they're interested in this topic, is it the Saxon's Creed radio show program?
It's all the radio shows. It's in the archives, you'll see there. And you can go to my BitChute channel and you can listen. But I'm going to tell you that I have sought the truth and will continue to seek the truth till my dying moment. And that is the difference. You see, our people, the Father said our people perish for the lack of knowledge. You see, they go to these Judeo-Christian churches, and this is, you know, I'm not talking about religion in the sense, because the Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is a book about the race of Adam. The reason why the Jews are panicking and moving too quickly and making so many mistakes right now is because they realize that the white people are starting to realize that these falsehoods are falsehoods. This equality nonsense is absolute junk. In other words, you know why the blacks are so angry? Is because the Jews are trying to force the blacks into believing that they're equal with everybody else, and they know that they're not equal. And you may get mad at me for saying this, but you should realize, you better, you know, kind of take a step back and take an objective look. Forget about all the brainwash that you've been brainwashed with. You see, the Jew told us from childhood not to judge a man by his color, by his religion, or anything like that. But let me tell you something right now. Color is everything to do with warnings in nature. Color is very important. And yes, you should judge a man by his color. You should know a race by their attributes. You can't just pretend that they're the same as us. They're not the same as us. They don't have a covenant with the Heavenly Father. That's why they're called have-nots. That's why they want to come here and steal and kill us, because the whole world, this is going to shock you, but I guarantee you it's true. Each and every one of these have-nots wishes they were white. And if you don't believe that, then let me ask you, why do all the Jewish men and women try to be as white as possible, and they color their hair blonde and put in contacts and have their noses shaved? Why, then I'll give you another example. Why in India, the whiter you are, the lighter skinned you are, the higher you are in the caste system? And why is that the same in Israel, which is not a country at all? It's stolen property. They're trying to brainwash the world into believing that that's a nation, and it's not a nation. It's stolen property. And the Messiah himself, Jesus Christ, he condemned that until his return. He said that that place is cursed until his return. And certainly these cursed people are living there, and it proves that it's cursed. See, these are all things that people have just accepted. I did a big series on John Hagee that you should go to my site and listen to. And you will see, he's talking about the Antichrist. You talked about this Antichrist a few minutes ago. Well, the Apostle John said that the Antichrist is already with us. The Antichrist is the Jews.
I've always told people St. John mentions many Antichrists. We're not talking about the end of the world, man of perdition Antichrist. We're talking about just people who deny that Christ is the Son of God. And that's a lot of people, even Christians, most Christians. But we've got only about 3 minutes left. I wanted to touch on this my solution, the solution that I promote on Christian Revolt Long Overdue, is for Americans in each individual state. I'm not interested in saving America. I'm interested in saving Texas. Is to revitalize their state militia, but that the Congress took that away from us in 1902, 1903. Can you quickly address that?
Yes, the Dick Act of 19. It's also talked about being the Militia Act. What it does is solidifies that they cannot change the gun laws. They have tried to change and made all these laws. All these laws are null and void. They're not real laws. I don't care if they're written down on paper. The Dick Act, put it in stone. And another deception that's going on is firearms. And even the companies that make guns will play along with this lie. Rifles and pistols are not in the true definition of firearms. A fellow went down to Washington and took a lawsuit out, and they used the Wikipedia definition of firearms, which would probably include even a squirt gun or something like that. You know what I mean? But he won.
Right.
And I can't find this anymore, but it was on my YouTube and they nixed it. So I can't seem to find it anymore. But
was that the Heller decision?
I'm not sure. But it was okay. All I know is this, is that pistols and rifles are not in the definition of firearms, period. Now, all I want to say is one more thing about I want to cap the whole thing off. And what is going on in our country now is you notice in every company, they're against the white man now and have sided with LGBT and all that stuff. They have a division in every company called human resources. And what they're doing is they're bringing in all these colored men and they're having Whitey train them and then they fire Whitey. Now, we saw this in Disney, and we see it over and over again. Human resources, not mankind's resources. Human, because Q is color, H-U-E, human. Once you get a hold of this, you'll understand what the human rights movement is. They've even got Whitey thinking he's part of humanity and fighting for the rights of colored man over mankind. This is what this is all about. The Jews want to turn us into the most hated people in the world, which is their former position. They've stolen our identity as Israel, and they want to get us kicked out of our own lands. And this is exactly what they're up to. In other words, they want to make us the have-nots. And the reason why that is because the devil cannot rule this planet the way he wants to. You've heard him talk about how they want to turn all the races into a brown race. This would bring us back to the days before Adam kind was on the planet and the devil had full rule over because brown people can be ruled. So the blacks are being used as a weapon, but once, if they could get rid of all of us, which they won't be able to because the Father will have a remnant, if they could, they'll kill the blacks next. Because they don't want a black race. They want a brown race.
And my guest was David James. Go to his website, davidjamesboston.com, because the enemies of Christ, the enemies of God, are cutting off their nose to spite their face. And they're going to, like you say, they're going to end up regretting their decision. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you, David.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
At the foundation of every social order is a concept of law and government. For most of the history of our country, this foundation was the Bible, the Word of God, including both the Old and New Testaments. Thus, the American view of law and government is founded on the biblical view of law and government. This is explicitly made clear in the Declaration of Independence, which makes reference to the laws of nature and of nature's God and the supreme judge of the world. The Declaration, which the U.S. Code calls the organic law of the United States, asserts a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The Declaration goes on to say that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these God-given rights, our founders said that governments are instituted among men. So, our foundational law says clearly, explicitly, that the express purpose of government is to secure, to protect, rights we already have from God. It is not the role nor the ability of government to give people rights, but instead to protect the rights God has already given us as human beings made in His image. We're often told today that America was founded as a secular country where law and government are supposedly neutral and totally man-made. Well, this is false. This is dangerous. This is destructive of liberty. And as has been demonstrated, this is un-American. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American view.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.